The name of our lesson tonight is Led by the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." Throughout my life as a Christian, there's been these verses. And when I read them, there's these certain verses that I feel like there's a whole lot more there than I get. And I feel like the Holy Spirit is saying there's more there and I'm going to give it to you one day. And this is one of those verses. Another one like it is where Jesus said, you know, "Thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father." For a long time, the Lord made that verse stand out to me, but it was a very long time before he began to really give me revelation about what it meant and understanding about what it was saying. This is another one of those verses that has stood out for me for a long time, but oftentimes it would baffle me. I would not quite get it. In some ways, it seemed like it didn't quite fit. In Galatians chapter 5, he's the section this is in is where he's talking about walking in the Spirit. You will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And the Spirit and the flesh are contrary to one another. There's this constant disagreement between the two, where the Spirit is trying to get us to do one thing and the flesh is trying to get us to do something else. And then right after this verse, it talks about the deeds of the flesh and it gives a list of those kinds of things so we understand what it looks like. And then it gives us a list of the fruit of the Spirit so that we understand what it's like when the Spirit's in control. And this verse was just kind of stuck right in the middle. And it just didn't quite make sense to me. I mean, I understood the led by the Spirit part, but the you are not under the law part has oftentimes been hard for me to really get. And when you kind of dig into this word, if you are led by the Spirit, this word led, it means to lead someone or to guide them or direct them. The Holy Spirit in our lives wants to be our leader. He wants to guide us and direct us. You know, that idea of the Spirit of God living inside of this body of mine has been one that's really stood out to me for a long time. The idea that my body is possessed by the Holy Spirit of God is a very strange thing on one hand, but a completely amazing thing on the other. That the very Spirit of God lives inside this body. So why is he there? Why does he live there? Is it just because he doesn't have anywhere else to go? Is it just to make some kind of point? I mean, what is the reason for it? Well, the reason for it is that he wants to lead and guide and direct us. He wants to be very intimately involved in our lives every day. A large portion of my saved life, I haven't really understood that. I thought it was about me figuring out what to do. It was about me following all the right rules to do and staying away from all the rules to not do. And through the years, the Lord began to reveal to me that's not what it's about at all. It's about my Spirit that lives within your body, leading you and guiding you and directing you day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment. He goes on to say in that definition, it means to lead through or conduct to something. See, the Holy Spirit's job in our life is to lead us through this life, to conduct us along to an end. And that end is that we become like Christ. That end is that we do all the works that God foreordained that we should walk in them. It's not just a meandering leading, it's a very purposeful leading. He has a goal in mind that he conforms us to the image of Christ. He has a goal in mind that he causes us to do all the things that the Father has willed for us to do and that he foreordained that we should do those things. He is leading us through, conducting us to something. That something is the image of Christ and the will of the Father. That word lead means to move something, to impel it. It's of forces and influences on the mind. You know, I lived for a very long time thinking that it was my job to read this book, figure out what it was saying, and then live it. I've come to the realization that it's my job to give the Holy Spirit control of my life, allow Him to lead and guide me, allow Him to move me, allow Him to impel me along, allow Him to exert His force on my mind to actually affect the way I think, to influence me, to change me, to cause me to think thoughts that I would not think otherwise, to cause me to have desires that I would not have otherwise, to cause me to have motives that I would not have otherwise, to cause me to make choices that I would not make otherwise. That's why He came to live within this body. That's why He possessed me when He saved me. That's the reason why He's there, is to lead us. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into this word. This word lead is a verb, right? So we're going to get into our grammar a little bit. It's a word, it's a verb. So, but if you, that's the subject, are led by the Spirit. So to be led by the Spirit, this verb to be led, first of all, it's in the present tense. So the present tense represents a simple statement of fact or reality viewed as occurring in actual time, right now. The leading of the Holy Spirit is always right now. Right now. Right? Right now. He's continually leading us. It's not something He did yesterday. It's not something He's going to do tomorrow. It's something He's doing right now. It's in the present tense. It's always in the present tense. Secondly, it's in the passive voice. The passive voice represents the subject. So in this sentence, you is the subject. That's you and me. The passive voice represents the subject as being the recipient of the action. An example, in this sentence, the boy hit the ball. The boy was hit by the ball. The boy receives the action. So the ball hits the boy. The boy is the subject, and he is passive. He was passively hit, which means the ball hits him. In this thing of the Holy Spirit working in our lives and changing us and influencing us and moving us and directing and leading us, we are passive in this thing. So what that means is that what we are to say is, Holy Spirit, what do you want? Holy Spirit, what is God's will for us? And then He speaks to us. He works in us. We give Him control of ourselves and our lives, and He produces things within us. He produces His fruit. He produces in us knowledge and understanding, revelation of Himself, insight, discernment. So it is the Spirit of God that is acting on us. So when it says, if you are led by the Spirit, it's happening every moment, right now, and the Holy Spirit is the one taking action. He is actively leading and moving and guiding us along, actively influencing us moment by moment. And lastly, it is in the indicative mood. The indicative mood is a simple statement of fact. If an action really occurs, or has occurred, or will occur, it will be rendered in the indicative mood. It's a fact. It is a fact that the very Spirit of God lives inside of each one of our bodies, and He is not there just twiddling His thumbs. He's active. He is actively exerting influence on us. And that is a fact. It's not a possibility. It's not a maybe. It's a fact. He is actively working within each one of us, moving us along, guiding us, directing us, conducting us to be like Christ and to do the will of the Father. He is exerting force and influence on us and on our minds. In order for us to get to where He wants us to be, we need to participate in this activity, right? By submitting ourselves to Him. By choosing to allow Him to be in control. By dying to ourselves and living through the life that He is working to produce within us. So if we are led by the Spirit, we are not under the law. Well, for a long time, that not being under the law thing made no sense to me. It's like, so the Bible doesn't apply to me, the Old Testament doesn't apply to me, the Ten Commandments doesn't apply to me. What does that mean, that I'm not under the law if I'm led by the Spirit? Well, if you think about what we just described as to what it means to be led by the Spirit, at any point in time when the Spirit is in control of me, He's changing me, He's causing me to think and to do and to act exactly in accordance with the will of God because I've given Him control of my life, the law doesn't have to apply to me because God the Father, through His will and the Holy Spirit, as He exerts influence on me, will never cause me to do anything contrary to the law. He will cause me to do exactly what the Father wants me to do. And when I'm living in that way, allowing the Holy Spirit to control me, I don't have to worry about rules and regulations because I'm allowing the Holy Spirit of God to control me. He's going to move me exactly where He wants me to be. It's not that the law doesn't apply and that I can do whatever I want to do. It's that the law doesn't apply because the Holy Spirit is guiding me exactly where He wants me to be. And I don't have to try to figure out how to apply the law in that situation. He's doing it for me. And He will never lead me in any way that's contrary to the law. Now, let's take this and flip it around. So this whole passage here is about the conflict that's there between the Spirit and the flesh within us. So if you flip this around and said, if you are led by the flesh, you are under the law. If we're led by the flesh, we are under the law. And what that means is that the law was put there to make sin exceedingly sinful, the Scripture says. The law was put there to help us recognize sin as it was. Paul said, I wouldn't have known that envy was a sin if the law hadn't have told me that. And when I'm walking in the flesh, I am under the law. The law is saying what I'm doing is wrong. The law is saying that what I'm not doing, that I should be doing, is wrong. The whole point of the law is to show me my fleshliness and to show me what righteousness and holiness actually looks like. But even though it shows it to me, I'm not capable of attaining to it. I'm not capable of actually doing it because of the sin that's within me. That's why I need to be led by the Spirit. I need to give up control. I need to stop exerting my own will and my own desires because they come from my sinful flesh. Allow Him to exert His influence over me and my desires and my mind and my thinking. And when I do, then I escape from the condemnation of the law because then the life of Christ is being lived through me and I'm doing what the Father would have me to do. So if we are led by the Spirit, we are not under the law. But if we are led by the flesh, we are under the law. And it condemns us and points out that those things are wrong. And the Holy Spirit will use that to create within us the guilt that comes from breaking the law. Now, I think it's very sad, very foolish, that in my experience for many, many years in my spiritual life and in much of the church that I've been involved with, we don't get this idea. And instead of allowing the Spirit to lead, we lead by our flesh and try to keep the law and try to do all the do things and try to not do all the not do things. Make up all kinds of rules and regulations for ourselves. come up with all kinds of ways to try to please God, when all we need to do is allow the Holy Spirit to lead. And if we will be perfectly pleasing to Him.
Amen.
The Galatians seem to have made this same mistake. In Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, Paul's writing to the Galatians and he says, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh?" There seems to be this tendency within us. Our flesh always wants to make its own decisions. It wants to go its own way. It wants to fulfill its own desires. So it has a tendency to create rules for itself, to try to follow the rules through its own power, to try to do and to not do the things that it's supposed to do. But that's not the way. That's the foolish way. Because when we got saved, because the Holy Spirit of God revealed to us who we were, revealed to us who Jesus was. And when we realized we was a sinner, we repented of our sins. When we realized that Jesus was our Savior, we trusted what He did completely to save us, and all of that was done in the Holy Spirit. And then somehow we have neglected to teach people that the very next step is to live by the Spirit. But what tends to happen is that we tend to teach each other to live by the law. We say, don't do all these things. Stop doing all these things that you used to do. And start doing all these things that you're supposed to do. Be at church this time, be at church at that time, be at church at this time. We got to get you involved in some sort of ministry. We got to get you doing this and doing that and doing the other thing. And what we should be telling people is, just like you got saved by the Holy Spirit when He revealed to you who you was and who Jesus was, and you trusted in Him, in exactly that same way, live. Today, tomorrow, the next day, and from then on, do exactly what He tells you to do. And that's it. Don't do anything else. Do exactly what He tells you to do. Be led by Him. Allow Him to influence the way you think. And don't be so foolish as to think that you can please God by following the rules. You please God by following the Spirit. It's really just that simple. And we make it so complicated. If we're under the Spirit, led by Him, then we're not under the law. You know, it's interesting. I've heard Joe say this on several occasions. People will ask, you know, well, why don't y'all do all the things that other churches do or that other people do? Did God tell you not to do those things? And the answer is no, God didn't tell us not to do those things. He hasn't told us to do those things yet. And we just try, and imperfectly, I understand that, but we try to just do what He tells us to do. If He hasn't told us to do this thing, we don't do it. We don't do it just because it's a good idea to do that. We try to do it because the Holy Spirit leads us to do it. That's an example of what this life is to be like. We begun it in the Spirit. We begun it based on the work that He was doing and our trust in that. And when we believed, He came into this body of ours and began to live. He possessed us. We are possessed by a Holy Spirit. And it's His job to make us perfect. It's His job to make us perfectly what the Father wants us to be. It's our job to submit to his work and to follow his lead, to allow him to influence the way that we think and desire and act so that we can fulfill his will and glorify his name.